This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Again, hate when that happens. What'd we do? We melted the phones.
They just don't make phones like they used to. They used to be copper wire.
So many people trying to get through to let us know what's on their mind. And we love every single second of it, ladies and gentlemen. We love it. We love it. We love it. Don't we, Todd? This is fabulous.
Yes.
That's why we're here. My golly. Darn right. Tomorrow, by the way, we're at the 10th annual Great Plains and Empower ND Energy Conference at Bismarck State College. Governor Jack Dalrymple, Congressman Kramer, Senators Hovind and Heitkamp, Jason Bohr, the Lignite Energy Council, they'll all be there. They all stopping by. Have we heard back with Senator Heitkamp yet? She's a go. We're all ready to go. All right, very good. We'll have another chat with Senator Heitkamp. Looking forward to it. Also, Wednesday, we'll be in Minot. What's the event I'm at again? The water and the pollution control event. I need to know what the event. I know we're up there for AE2S, but I'm tasting water. Todd's going to be down in Wishick tasting the sauerkraut and sausage and hot dogs, and I'll be doing the water tasting.
Yeah, we should have teamed up on this one.
Interesting. Who got the better part of that deal? Thursday, first one of our shows that we'll be talking about some of the issues, the measures that are on the ballot. Measure 2 and Measure 4 explain. Friday, I'm on Valley City. Can hardly wait. Pucklick, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC has a beautiful new store there in Valley City, and we'll be broadcasting live from there. So really looking forward to that. Busy week. A lot going on up at UND later for the inauguration of a brand new president, Mark Kennedy. Up there, I have some details on that for you tomorrow. In the meantime, what is on your mind? Tell me. 800-228-0550-701-367-2054. We are brought to you today by our friends at Polar Service Center. And Polar Service Center is in need of some new employees to work for this great company. Largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. And they also have service centers, 30 of them around North America. A location, their newest in Williston, also in Kildare, been there a number of years. Gary Myers, the regional GM, said, Scott, do me a favor. Give people my cell phone number. That's how much we want them to come work for. I'm the regional GM. I'll take the calls. I'll get them in the queue. We need a service manager to run that Williston location. There's got to be a service manager out there, an assistant service manager looking to move up. You got 3 years tank management experience. If you have tanker trailer parts experience, they're looking for parts counter specialists at both Kildare and Williston, registered tank inspectors. And, by the way, a great training program if you're willing to learn. And they pay big bucks. They've got jobs $30, $32, $34 an hour and up. So 401k with matching, great health plan. Call this number, Gary, 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592 is the telephone number. Gary, Polar Service Center, tell them Scott sent you. All right, back to the phones on what's on your mind. And Stacy in Bismarck, tell me.
Yes, I listened to the recording of Trump's conversation, and I heard something in there that I think is being overlooked. He compared to two different kinds of women. He talked about one that was married who he pursued with a lot of time and effort, and he couldn't get anywhere with that woman. And she walked away with her integrity and his respect. And then there's the other kind of woman who would do anything for fame and fortune. And I think a leader needs to be able to test different situations and not take everything at face value. As far as Hillary goes, I think it's pretty clear what kind of woman she is.
That's a very interesting analysis, Stacy. I appreciate the call. Let's go down to Ryan in Marshall, Minnesota, not far from my hometown. Of Montevideo, as a matter of fact. But Marshall is the home of KMHL. Did you know that, Todd?
I did.
Yeah.
You did? Okay. Ryan, you probably know that too, right? So you're bringing me back to my my early days, Ryan. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm just about 20 miles from Montevideo in a combine, believe it or not.
Heck of a deal. Say hi to everybody for me. Yes.
Well, I'm calling to respond to sanctimonious Marlene, who says she's 70 in her 70s. She's voted Republican all her life, and now she just can't bring herself to that. Well, the question I have for her is, why did you vote Republican all those years? Was it because Republicans never lust after a woman because they never used bad language? Or was it because you like the Constitution? You respect the Bill of Rights? You know what's in the Declaration of Independence about respecting life, about supporting the free market and liberty? And you don't like socialism and communism and all the things that the Democrats support. You don't like the Ku Klux Klan and the things the Democrats used to stand for and maybe still do. They haven't apologized for it. You want to talk about an apology? Maybe the Democrats should apologize for their past. Have they ever thought about that? But for Marlene, Marlene, wake up. Smell the coffee. This is about the Supreme Court, for goodness sakes. What are you going to do, throw your vote away so Hillary can be president?
Pretty darn good advice, Ryan. I have to admit, when Marlene mentioned she was going to write in some candidate, I thought, you know, you just should vote for Hillary, right? I mean, that's all that is. So you can write in somebody else's name, but you voted for Hillary. If you don't vote for one of these two candidates, you're throwing your vote away. It's gone. One of these two candidates can be president of the United States. So ask yourself, you know, think long and hard about what you want this country to be, because I'm telling you, you can throw out every other issue and put them on the back seat compared to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court of the
well,
United
that's
States.
That's exactly right.
Supreme Court of the United States is going to decide whether or not we as a country use the Constitution for a guide anymore, or whether we put it in a flippin' shredder, whether we just destroy the thing. That's what this election is about in my mind, Ryan. You're exactly right.
Yeah, it's about the Supreme Court more than anything else. You're right.
Absolutely. Well, by the way, I wish I had Marlene's number, because I'd get the two of you on the phone together and we'd have some epic talk radio today, by golly. Epic's my word of the day, if you haven't noticed, because...
Well, I hope she's still listening. Maybe she's still listening.
All right, me too, Ryan. Thank you, and call again. Love anybody that calls from a combine, just tell Manny you're on a combine. You go to the front of the line. I mean, just that quick. And we go all the way from Marshall, Minnesota to Williston, North Dakota. How's that for reach, ladies and gentlemen? Sherry in Williston, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, what Donald Trump said, I didn't like. Not many people do, but and if you put it in perspective, it wasn't all that bad. If you consider all the hip-hop and rap artists and the filthy things they said about women, yet they people have paid millions to listen to that. And my ex-husband had a cousin who was a driver in the motorcade for president. He had the dishonor of having to drive Hillary Clinton one time, and he said she could out-cuss any trucker, any sailor, any time of the day. The filth that come out of that woman's mouth was astounding.
I've heard similar stories from friends who were Secret Service. You're not alone. A whole book's been written about it. You're absolutely right. So
yeah.
It can't be it can't be the language. Yeah.
No. And again, you know, her husband not only said words but did them. So I don't like what he said about, you know, I'm a woman too, but dang it. Some of those women need to get put on their thick skin, put on their big girl pants, and suck it up. You know, if we've gotten so politically incorrect and thin-skinned that this is going to dictate who our president is or not, yet we allow someone like Hillary and Bill in, we're in big trouble with society.
Yeah, very interesting point, Sherry. Very interesting. You know, to be outraged about what he said and ignore what she's done is crazy. But on the other hand, I do want to say this. Nobody is perfect. There is not a perfect
Absolutely.
Person that walks this earth. Nowhere. They don't exist, ladies and gentlemen. We're all sinners. There's a different degree of bad stuff, but, I mean, nobody's perfect. So, this righteous, the language and what he's done with women, spare me.
Yeah.
I mean, spare me. First of all, for any Clinton fan to say that and then not acknowledge what she did to shame Bill Clinton's victims
exactly.
is just unbelievable.
Like I said, turn on your cotton picking radio. To any of the hip-hop and rap artists, for crying out loud. They say 10 times worse what Donald said about women, and nobody's in an uproar over that.
Very good point. Appreciate the call. Ben Carson,
yes.
By the way, had the best statement of everybody on this yesterday. I'm going to read it before the end of the program. It was incredible. Full bag of calls, so we'll keep going here. Chris and Mandan, tell me what's on your mind. Are you there, Chris?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead, sir.
Just a quick comment. Thanks for your show. You're doing a great job. And I would just like to remind Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea that as a veteran, I kind of key in on the Syria-Russia situation developing. And I hear a lot about the college-educated white women that support Hillary Clinton and may tilt this election towards her. But they are not the ones who are going to be out on the battlefield bleeding and dying. It's going to be the white, high school-educated 20- to 30-year-olds, not the college-educated white women. So they might want to consider that when they're supporting Hillary Clinton.
Appreciate the call. Very good, Chris. Thank you. Newsflash here. North Dakota Highway 6 temporarily closed south of Mandan due to an incident. There is, by the way, some more protest activity as well. Folks, again, I know this will surprise you because it only happens every day, attaching themselves to equipment down there to disrupt the Dakota Access Pipeline Project. More coming up.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want a gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include exceptional land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: McKenzie, Botineau, Pierce, Mercer, Morton, Dunn, Golden Valley, Stark, Grant, Adams, Kidder, McIntosh, and Benson counties. And in Minnesota, Clay and Polk counties. Call Pfeiffer's today to get your free Pfeiffer's Fall Catalog, 877-700-4099, or view all of these incredible land auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
You can buy a car anywhere, so why do car, truck, and SUV buyers keep coming back to Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC? Because at Pucklett, you're treated like family. Shop Pucklett once and you'll be a customer for life. The Pucklett's name means quality, service, and selection. At Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, you'll find a huge selection of new cars and trucks, plus mint condition one-owner trades. Serving you in Bismarck and now in Valley City, that's Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC, North Dakota's home for Chevy.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Guy in the combine, great comment. Thank you. About brought me to tears. Good, good, good.
She doesn't do anything about anything other than talk. With her, it's all talk and no action.
In the past,
and again, Bernie Sanders, it's really bad judgment. She has made bad judgment not only on taxes, she's made bad judgments on Libya, on Syria, on Iraq. I mean, her and Obama, whether you like it or not, the way way they got out of Iraq, the vacuum they'd left, that's why ISIS formed in the first place. They started from that little area, and now they're in 32 different nations, Hillary. Congratulations. Great job.
That was really good. And he that's one of the best policy rants he's ever gone on, right? Because he tends to kind of respond to one thing, but he specifically there went to policy, which I thought was very, very, very good. This is What's On Your Mind. Your calls, questions, comments, welcome at 800-228-0550. Steve Moore, Senior Economic Advisor to Donald Trump, will join us at the bottom of the hour. Look forward to that coming up here in just a minute. We're brought to you in part today by our friends in Newtown, North Dakota. They're one of our top 10 towns. And Newtown is home to that beautiful Little Missouri Inn and Suites and Teddy's Residential Suites. It's fantastic. Wrench Chevrolet Buick. Love the good folks at Wrench, longtime sponsors of ours on our KTGO station. And we love having them as part of our What's On Your Mind Top 10 Town team as well. WPX Energy, great folks there. A&W Repair and Recovery, Jason Superfoods, one of the best supermarkets on the planet, and the good folks at the United Quality Cooperative. Newtown, North Dakota, one of our top 10 towns here on What's On Your Mind. All right, back at it. Ted Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Did you say Ed?
I said Ted, but that's what my screen says. Is this Ed?
It's Ed.
Yeah, hey, Ed, what's on your mind?
Hey, if you could try to recall what Hillary said about the Second Amendment, that she supports it, and also that she supported coal and energy, she was just flat out lying from what she usually says.
Yeah, I don't know how much of the coal we had. Cut 14, roll that, Todd. See if that's part of Hillary's on coal, because I made note there on energy. See if this is what
Hillary
you're talking
Clinton
about.
Wants to put all the miners out of business. There is a thing called clean coal. Coal will last for 1,000 years in this country. Now we have natural gas and so many other things because of technology. We have found over the last 7 years, we have found tremendous wealth right under our feet.
Didn't have Hillary's part there, but had her part. You're right, though. You know, I mean, to call her out on coal was another epic moment for Trump, for sure, because she's looked miners in the eyes and said that, you know, they'd lose jobs.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you can get to that, you'll find that she says she supports the coals and wants to give them jobs, but she's that complete 360 or 180.
Yeah, I think what that means, translation, we'll find you another job. You know, she's going to act like she's job service or something. Well, you know, pat him on the head. You know, oh, never mind what you do. You can do something else. You know, shameful.
Yeah. And then Second Amendment. I support Second Amendment. But she said that, and she has no support for that. But anyway, that's on my mind.
Oh, I appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Also, the Supreme Court talk last night. Hillary Clinton just told you everything you needed to know, that her litmus test on the Supreme Court is, Roe versus Wade has to stay, nothing about religious liberties. I mean, this whole race is about the Supreme Court, and Trump did great there, again, reminding folks that the justices would be pointed in the vein of Antonin Scalia. Jason and Williston, what's on your mind?
Well, hey, I wanted to briefly mention that we need to be a little careful with the whole Bill Clinton being a sexual predator thing. He is. There's no two ways about it. But we have to be careful not to leave a wide open door for the Hillary people to say, well, that's not relevant. Bill's not running for president. Well, it is relevant because of what she did when the women started coming forward. She did more than shame them.
Yeah, good point. We lost you, Jason, there, but I think that's I take your point completely. Al West Fargo, you're up next at 800-228-0550. Go ahead.
Hey, one of the things when he talked about the Supreme Court being a good point, I think the other thing that he kind of missed on would have been talking about the economy. And if the economy does tank the way a lot of economists are predicting, even like Bank of America has said, you know, he's come through several bankruptcies. I think right now he'd be about the only person that could help bring us back with his insight as a business person, because Hillary has no way of understanding how to fix it. I don't think she'd have anybody that she could put in there.
The only thing that I tie the Supreme Court into that as well, I'll give you an example. The clean power plant, what the EPA is looking to do to the coal industry, tying coal and energy into that. Right now we have the Dakota Access Pipeline situation happening in North Dakota this very moment. Okay, and a three-judge panel, by the way, in case you missed this yesterday, once again, another opportunity for a court to affirm what the previous judge said in a 58-page ruling that the company had done everything of them, now gives them an opportunity to go back and begin construction on a stretch of this project. But the Obama administration is still saying, we want to review. We want to do, totally disregarding the court. That kind of thing is what the Supreme Court is going to have to step up against to put a firewall up. You know what I mean? So there's no doubt about it. But on your point, Al, I wish every time anything other than the economy would come up, that Donald Trump would come up with something like, by the way, we're $20 trillion in debt. $20 trillion exactly. In debt. And what that woman wants to do is more of the same. So you decide who you want to vote for. Now, I'll talk about, you know, whatever you want to talk about. But, you know, keep reminding people because, his plan actually, as you say, I think the reason he's doing as well as he has is people think like you do, Al. They want a businessman. They want somebody that's actually run or done something. To get us out of the mess.
Exactly.
Yep.
He supports the Supreme Court and the Constitution because, you know, if you take a look at even the Second Amendment right, is they feel they can take something as small as a $400 or $500 item from you. What's to stop them from taking a bigger item, such as your house, your property, anything?
Couldn't I be more right? You're absolutely right. Appreciate the call, Al. Thanks a ton. Call again, 800-228-0550. Angela emails, I don't like what Trump said. However, I still want to vote for the person who I think will give this nation the next three conservative Supreme Court justices. God bless you, Angela. And it will not be a write-in party unless something major happens in one of the parties before Election Day. People need to keep this in mind when they vote. And hey, Scott, I can understand the woman who called in was scandalized by the comments. Keep in mind, older people aren't aware of such language like younger people are. Sad that the younger generation had this kind of exposure, but I so recall it with a couple of women in my life at one time who were my mother's age, who once asked me what a certain term meant, and they were shocked when I told them as they'd never heard it. Probably the lady's first exposure to that kind of language. So I'd be careful about taking her as holier than thou, as that might not be describing what is going on with her. It might just be ignorance of language. Hate to see people go to name-calling regardless of the political side. It's a fair point. I don't believe I called her holier-than-thou. I said there are a lot of people in the holier-than-thou category who've never been in Trump's camp from day one. I think I was talking about that in response to her comment, but I certainly didn't mean... was it Marlene that called? I can't remember who was it called it from Minnesota with that comment, but I think it might have been Marlene. But there are a lot of people that are being holier-than-thou, but I didn't mean that of her. Steve Moore, chief economic advisor for Donald Trump, the guy that can get us out of $20 trillion in debt, joins us next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Me about her son, Felix. She adopted him from Ethiopia when he was a toddler. He's 10 years old now. This is the only country he's ever known. And he listens to Donald on TV, and he said to his mother one day, will he send me back to Ethiopia if he gets elected? You know, children listen to what is being said, to go back to the very, very first question. And there's a lot of fear. In fact, teachers and parents are calling it the Trump effect. Bullying is up. A lot of people are feeling, you know, uneasy. A lot of kids are expressing their concerns. So first and foremost, I will do everything I can to reach out to everybody. Democrats, Republicans, independents.
Hey, stop at nothing, ladies and gentlemen. Stop at nothing. Bullying is up. Well, kids don't want to listen to you on TV. I don't think kids want to see Benghazi on TV and that four American public servants were murdered. And she screams, what difference does it make? Come on. Unbelievable what they'll do. It really is. Back to your calls. And Steve Moore, the senior economic advisor for Donald Trump, in just a moment. Right now, I want to tell you about today, October 10th. Another round of classes are starting at the University of Mary. You know about the University of Mary's traditional degree programs, but did you also know they have specialized in education for us working adults since 1959. That's right. At the University of Mary, you can combine your passion and experience with a master's or doctorate program that positions you for a richer, fuller life. Choose from 16 master's programs in business, nursing, healthcare and healthcare administration, counseling and education, 3 doctoral programs in nursing practice, physical therapy and education. Because Mary offers one of the most affordable programs in the nation. You learn a degree of distinction without going broke. Best of all, courses are taught in a flexible, accelerated format. You can take classes online or at night. 4 locations right here in North Dakota. Their dedicated faculty at the University of Mary are experts in their field, bringing real-world experience into the classroom. That's the University of Mary for life. Classes start today. Not too late. November 14th, January 9th, February 13th, March 20th. Learn more at umary.edu/master's degree. umary.edu/master's degree. All right, 800-228-0550. Where haven't we been today? We've been to Wahpeton. Let's go to Wahpeton. Joe in Wahpeton, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, Joe. Go ahead. Or Josh, I guess it is, right? Josh.
Yeah, it's Josh. How you doing? I just want to thank you and tell you that I appreciate everything you do. I'm not going to tear Marlene down like I usually would because I was raised in Texas, that we respect our elders, but come on, man.
you want to not vote for Trump because of what he said, and you are voting for Hillary if you don't vote for Trump. What has she done in the last 30 years other than lie, steal, kill, and cheat? And I cannot get past, I cannot fathom how these leftists cannot stand Trump, but they love Hillary to death. Our nation is going to die if Hillary becomes president. And I, honestly, I have two children, and I'm beside myself. There is absolutely nothing that us Christian, hardworking, red-blooded, deplorable Americans can do if Hillary becomes president. And for all the leftists that are listening to this radio station, please, just look, just stop and think for yourself. Stop being so weak-minded and think for yourself about how America is going to be if this woman and her pedophile husband gets into office. Thank you.
Josh, you need to be a co-host with us here on What's On Your Mind someday. I appreciate the passion. Absolutely. All right, we caught up with our friend Steve Moore, senior economic advisor to Donald Trump, and, of course, someone that we know well from our years of chats on the economy and the best direction for the economy. And it came up a little bit last night, but we got past a lot of the stuff we had to related to the controversies, and hopefully it'll be the central discussion in the third debate. We can only hope, right? Steve, how you doing?
Hi, Scott. I'm sorry to be late. It's been a crazy morning, as you can imagine. I'm a little hungover from last night. I'm doing well. Look, I was feeling sort of suicidal. What a weird 72 hours it's been. I mean, I was in North Dakota. When was that?
Thursday. Yeah, right? Then Chicago, right?
I get to Chicago, and I hear the news about the horrible tape that was released. And, you know, that's indefensible. I mean, no one can defend what Donald Trump said. And then I was thinking, oh, my God, the whole thing is this caller just said, you know, oh, my God, Hillary Clinton's going to be the next president of the United States. But I thought his debate performance was fairly strong last night. And I think, you know, he made a pretty solid case on the economy. I think they both have character flaws, right? And so I think people are going to really have to decide on, you know, things like the Supreme Court, who's going to handle the economy better, and who's going to handle crime and national security better. And, you know, there wasn't a lot of talk about that, but when there was, I thought Trump got the better of it. He wants to cut taxes. He wants to raise them. He wants, you know, for anybody in North Dakota, it would be crazy to vote for Hillary. She's going to shut down our own gas, you know, operations in this country. And Obamacare. Finally, we talked about Obamacare and what a disaster it is for American consumers.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, scratching the surface still on all of this stuff. I mean, you'd hope for some meat and potatoes here. A caller earlier just said, you know, he's worried about the economy and the debt, and just doesn't understand why all this noise overtakes that. I said, you know, I would love every single time something other than the debt comes up, we talk about, hey, okay, I'm happy to answer that, but I want to remind you, we're $20 trillion in debt, and here's what I'm going to do to fix it. Okay, now I'll talk about whatever. I mean, because the plan he has is really, really good. Do enough people know about it?
Well, I would actually amend that. I wouldn't say let's talk about the debt. I'd say let's talk about jobs. I mean, that's what Americans, I know in North Dakota, you know, you've got a lot of jobs because there's a lot of development there. But in the rest of the country, I mean, I go to Wisconsin, I go to Michigan, I go to Ohio, Pennsylvania, I go to Illinois, I go to upstate New York, I go to Connecticut. There are no good jobs. I mean, we got 150,000 jobs last month. They're all in, you know, Burger Kings and Walmarts and, you know, retail stores. I mean, those aren't the kind of middle-class jobs that we've traditionally had in this country. And every poll for the last 5 years has said the economy and jobs are number one. If I were Trump, I would just hammer away at saying, where are the jobs you said you were going to create? Why has the average family not had a raise in 10 years? I mean, these policies have been a real failure. And I think I'm actually worried about a recession if Hillary wins. I mean, the tax increase she's talking about would just kill the economy, I think.
No question about it. Absolutely. And that's why I say, you know, let me, I think people get you can't have way more in debt than you have income coming in and not have an implosion on the way, right? Bring it down to them. And obviously without that, then there aren't jobs. You destroy the economy. There's
There's a great nation and pays its bills, and we haven't been doing that for a long, long time. Incidentally, I have to say, I had such a great time, you know, in North Dakota. People were so nice to me there, and I had a great time at that energy conference, and thanks for helping to bring me in, Scott. It was a great day. It was always so sunny and beautiful weather in Bismarck, North Dakota.
Other than a couple days here and there in the middle of winter, it's always like that. Yeah, exactly right.
I'm not coming in February this year like the last time.
Actually, Steve was up toward the Freedom Mine for the North American coal folks. A cold, cold February day a few years ago. So,
you know, you are a resource-producing state. You have oil, you have gas, you have coal, you have other minerals. And it's those states, it's states like Wyoming, it's states like Oklahoma, it's states like West Virginia that are in my home state of Virginia are getting killed. And you know, when Hillary said, "Oh, I'm going to provide all this money for these areas that have been, you know, adversely affected by the shutdown of the coal mines," I'm like, "Hillary, shut up! Why don't you just let the coal miners do their job?" You know, this is such typical liberalism, right? You're going to throw all these people out of jobs, put them on unemployment lines, and then give them handouts. That's not what these people want, Scott. Do you think they don't want handouts? They want their jobs back.
Yeah, it's more the stimulus mentality, right? We'll just
exactly.
Throw some government money around.
Food stamps and the economy. No, I mean, it's not even worth laughing about. It's absurd. Hillary, if we revise some of these EPA rules, we can put every coal miner in North Dakota and in Virginia and West Virginia and Wyoming. I was in Wyoming recently. That state's really hurting. And I was in Alaska. Alaska's been decimated by these regulations. Why can't we put American workers back to work by letting them do their jobs? Because Hillary's in the back pocket of the Sierra Club. And the Sierra Club, by the way, you know this, 6 months ago they said they're going to do to the oil and gas workers what they've done to the coal miners. They're going to put them in the unemployment lines.
Well, they're trying. I mean, they're working on the Dakota Access Pipeline protest and everything else right now. I could tell very clearly that you and Congressman Kevin Cramer are two top advisors to Donald Trump on energy and the economy, because I heard this last night from Donald Trump. Roll cut 14 again, Todd.
Yeah, I closed it there, Scott.
Oh, did you? Okay.
I just thought it was worth playing again. Okay, yeah. Here we go.
Hillary Clinton wants to put all the miners out of business. There is a thing called clean coal. Coal will last for 1,000 years in this country.
Yep.
Now we have natural gas and so many other things because of technology. We have unbelievable. We have found over the last 7 years, we have found tremendous wealth right under our feet.
Yes.
So my friends,
I've said that, you know, to him, and I know that the congressman has said that. We have my estimates, when he said tremendous wealth, I estimate $50 trillion. Let me say that again. $50 trillion with a T of oil and gas and coal on federal lands, and I'm not talking about in our national parks. I'm talking about easily recoverable with current technology. And, you know, can you imagine if Saudi Arabia said, "Yeah, well, I know we have all this oil in the sand, but we're not going to pump it out." I mean, how stupid would that have been? And that's Hillary Clinton's policy. Keep it in the ground. That's what the left says. Keep it in the ground.
And the economy and energy go together, right? In other words, getting out of $20 trillion in debt and get real growth in the economy are because of what we can do in energy if we don't overregulate it and kill it as they've been doing the last 8 years.
Yeah. And by the way, you know, not only would this revive our oil and gas and coal industries and cause even more growth, but I think it would bring back manufacturing jobs, don't you? If we have the cheapest oil and gas and coal and electric power, guess what? It's cheap to produce things in the United States. I think a lot of companies come back from Europe. And by the way, Europe did the whole green energy thing. It was a complete failure in Europe. They're shutting down their green energy. They're going back to coal and natural gas because you know, it's about one-third as expensive as all this, you know. And by the way, 500 million solar panels? Hillary wants to build 500 million? That's more than one solar panel for every person. At taxpayer expense, it's going to be $200 billion. And as you were saying the other day on the radio, most of the money is not even going to go here. It's going to go to China.
Exactly. A few seconds left. Does Donald Trump win?
If you'd asked me 48 hours ago, I would have said no way. Now I think the game is on again. I think it's a 50-50 race again.
Unbelievable. Thank you very much, Steve Moore. We'll check in throughout the race here the next month. Take care, sir.
Okay, Scott. Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl and Scott Hennon discussing cardiac arrests and the need for CPR and AED training.
Where do these happen most often?
Typically at home, about 88%, 12 to 13% of the time at your work, which most of the time you're learning CPR through your job. But I really am passionate to tell people what you're learning today is more than likely going to be used to save someone you know or familiar with than it is someone at your office.
You said earlier, a lot of workplaces do this. People are doing this in the workplace for their employees.
Absolutely. And I love that because it really shows that they're invested in their employees and want to make sure that they're safe.
To train on CPR and AEDs, visit www.ndsc.org and click on the training registration icon or call 701-223-6372 for a private training quote. That's 223-6372.
An update from Polar Service Center. They're looking for a service manager to run their Williston location. The applicant must have at least 3 years' experience, tank and management experience. Call Gary Myers now at Polar Service Center, 701-495-3592. They're also looking for experienced parts counter specialists at both their Killdeer and Williston, North Dakota locations. Polar Service Center offers competitive pay, great medical benefits, including 401k with match. To apply, call Gary at 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Donald Trump supporters are, quote, deplorables, racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic. You later said you regretted saying half. You didn't express regret for using the term deplorables. To Mr. Carter's question, how can you unite a country if you've written off tens of millions of Americans?
Well, within hours, I said that I was sorry about the way I talked about that because my argument is not with his supporters. It's with him.
Okay, well, stop it right there. Why then did you say they were deplorable? My argument's not with them. It's him. Well, and by the way, she didn't apologize. That's another lie. She never apologized. She said she shouldn't have said half. You know, like it was some different number that she's never clarified what the number is. Trust me. The woman was speaking out loud. She thinks any of us that think Donald Trump ought to be president are deplorable. Absolutely no doubt about it. Debbie says her comment, when they go low, you go high, was hypocrisy at its best. Saying that after attacking him on his comments 10 years ago didn't carry any weight. All right, we have that club, too. Roll that, Todd.
When I hear something like that, I am reminded of what my friend Michelle Obama advised us all. When they go low, you go high.
Yeah. Crowd like that. But then what does she do? What does she do from here?
Look, if this were just about one video, maybe what he's saying tonight would be understandable. But everyone can draw their own conclusions at this point about whether or not the man in the video or the man on the stage respects women. But he never apologizes for anything to anyone.
That's not true.
He never apologized to Mr. and Mrs. Khan, the Gold Star family.
Okay, I'm not going to listen to the laundry list, but she's now about to go low, right? After she just got done saying, when they go low, you go high. And then she goes low. And I'd be like, hello, back the tape up. It's unreal. Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. Say a quick word before I take some final calls in our final segment on What's on Your Mind Monday. Been a fascinating show, learning from our great audience, as always. A lot of you have done business with the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless already. Good for you. Good for you. Verizon, you know the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. And they're more than just phones and tablets now. We've been telling you about that Hum product, which is great, especially if you have a teen getting their license soon. Very safe. Safe for all of us. Great technology in the car. But B-Mobile is everywhere you are. So stop and see them, whether at home, the lakes, or beyond. Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Williston, Jamestown, Wahpeton, Valley City, Devil's Lake, Botno in North Dakota, Bemidji, Thief River Falls, Detroit Lakes in Minnesota. Find a location near you at bmobile.com. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile. Your Verizon Wireless Premium Retailer. John emails from Dickinson. Hey, these senators, congressmen, and governors who stood behind Trump up until this weekend, then a silly audio of Trump taking privately in a low-brow manner arises, and they bail on him, shows you way more about their character than his. I've been through some ups and downs in my life, as have most of my friends. The downs is when you get behind your buddy, not bail out. Typical elite, more concerned about their precious image, which in my opinion looks way worse turning your back than being there when you're needed most. Any of these clowns that drop support over this kind of, over this, are the kinds of people that need consideration deeply when you go to the ballot box. I can't imagine the true character when the camera isn't in their pathetic faces. Ooh! That's hot. That's sizzling. He's on fire with that comment. Unbelievable. Wow. Okay, Christian in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hi, this is Christian, the non-Christian. I just want to say that they're a horrible, politically correct waste of money in North Dakota. They're changing the highway signs. Anything that has the Indian head on it is being removed and replaced with something more politically correct. I would be willing to buy one of those highway signs from the state, and I'd be willing to bet that there are a lot of North Dakotans that would want to own one as well. Be a great source of revenue for the state if they wanted to sell those old highway signs, I'm sure.
Good idea. Make up the revenue shortfall there. I don't know what is being done with them. Last time we did a talk radio town hall with Grant Levi from the Department of Transportation, I asked specifically about that issue because a lot of people had raised the question, hey, is this being done to be politically correct? The answer we got was unequivocally no. That was not the reason. That it was just thought to be time to redesign it. I don't know if I buy it myself. Seems to me to be typical of the way the world is going, but that is at least the official answer. But I like your idea. LaVon in Fargo, what's on your mind?
I haven't seen or heard this video that they're yakking about, but I was talking to an attorney last night, and he said that it really was terrible. He says, it was bad. And I asked him a question. I said, it is locker room talk. He said, yes. I said, okay. Have you ever said anything in the locker room that you wouldn't want me to hear? And his mouth kind of fell open, and he says, yes, I guess we all have. I mean, this whole thing is so stupid that half of it would be enough. I raised boys. You know, what about the bravado when you're a bunch of men getting together?
Well, here's
this
the deal.
Is all this amounts to.
I mean, you know, everybody has imperfections. That's what I wish would find its way into the political discourse. But LaVon, well said. Text of the day, I love this one, saying if America doesn't wake up, we're all going to need a Tic Tac. Because we'll be kissing our country goodbye if Hillary Clinton is elected. Hear, hear. Some great, insightful dialogue and discussion today. Keep it coming. 855-200-1776, extension 1 if we didn't get you in today. And Dana and Judd, I'm sorry. You were next, Urban and Minot, Joe and Dickinson. Lots of emails, texts, and Facebook posts. We're out of time. God bless you. Bye-bye.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full-service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.